On the KSRO live line with us is Bert Ely. He is an adjunct scholar with the Cato Institute and a principal of Ely and Company Incorporated. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about Bitcoin for one thing, and I will just lay this out straight away because I believe in truth in broadcasting. I don't think that for the regular person, Bitcoin is really a real thing right now. I don't know if people carry around Bitcoins in their pocket or if it's actually a tangible thing. This is not my area of expertise, but you're here, I'm hoping, to help educate me, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Do my best.
Let's start off with what's happening right now. Bitcoin among what is called cryptocurrencies, correct?
Yes, that is correct. They're not metal or coins or paper at all. They're strictly residents of computers, and it's all electronic. And quite frankly, with Bitcoin and all of these cryptocurrencies, there's really nothing to them. They don't have a claim on any kind of asset. Nothing backs them. Supposedly, the only thing that gives them value is a scarcity, that there's a finite supply of them, although even that's a little squishy. In all candor,
I'm not feeling more and more secure about the Bitcoin talking to you, Bert, so far.
You shouldn't feel secure about it.
Okay.
Because I like to say there's no there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have bought into the fiction that there is something there and that there's value in these cryptocurrencies, which is why we have seen first a tremendous run-up in the value of these things, and then more recently a substantial drop.
Okay, so it's Bitcoin, and what else would be considered cryptocurrencies? Which to me sounds like they're already dead.
Well, there are hundreds of them, if not several thousand. But another one that is quite popular is what's called Ether. The third most valuable one is called XRP. They go by various names.
Okay. But they are in sort of the same grouping of maybe the future of money, maybe not.
Well, many believe it will be the future of money. I, for one, don't think they will be the future of money. They're using a technology called the blockchain, and there may be some good applications for that. But not as money or as a currency.
And Bert, is the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies, is the point of that to try to make money universal?
Well, that's certainly what the advocates say, that you'll come up with that. What they have there is money that is independent of any government, independent of any central bank, and can be used on a global basis. But that, quite frankly, is a lot of hype. And as a practical matter, there's very limited practical use for these cryptocurrencies. One of the problems with them is that their price bounces around all over the place. I mean, price changes of 5 or 10% a day, both up and down.
And that's not you're not talking about in the middle of this crazy stock market that we've been going through yesterday and today. You're just talking in general, right?
In general, that's right. And they've shown tremendous price volatility ever since they were created. And that makes it difficult to use them for buying things, because their value relative to the dollar or to other currencies changes so much from minute to minute, hour to hour, that they're not practical from the standpoint of buying and selling. So the key reason why people buy these or invest in them is that they're hoping that the price will keep going up and up and up. But gravity takes hold eventually, and as we've seen recently with just the last couple of days, some tremendous drops in the price of the market value of these currencies.
You know, it kind of reminds me, Bert, of, I think there was a movie about this at some point, about some product that never existed that was marketed so well that people bought into it, even though it didn't exist. It sounds kind of similar to this whole Bitcoin thing to me.
It is very similar to it because there really is nothing to it, but a lot of people have bought into it. And worse, in many cases, they're actually borrowing money to buy
to invest
Bitcoin,
yeah,
and which means that when the price goes down, they're left just holding the money that they've got to pay back in dollars,
real dollars
cards,
real dollars,
yeah. Exactly. One commentator referred to this is all as imaginary money, and I don't think that's not a bad description for Bitcoin.
Why, Bert, are we? I mean, I know why we're talking about it, because I'm trying to get educated, and we're trying to get to the bottom of all of this. But why is it still, out there? Why are we still sort of quasi fascinated by the concept of it, and why is it still the buzz?
Well, it's still relatively new. I mean, the cryptocurrency has been around for a few years, but they've only become widely known in recent months as their prices have shot up. And a lot of people really become, and not just the United States, but around the world and in Asia, have become quite enamored of these and have seen it as a way to get rich quick. And that the rising prices fed that thinking, and we got what we call a classic bubble, a price bubble. And what's happened in recent weeks, and particularly the last couple of days, is the bubble is starting to deflate. And so the value of these things are coming down, and at some point in time, that downward spiral can just feed on itself. And we may be at that point right now where we'll just see the prices keep going down, 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 and people will end up losing a lot of money instead of making a lot of money as they expected.
What would it take for Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies? What would it take for them to gain credibility?
I don't think there's anything they can do to gain credibility, quite frankly, because, again, there's nothing at their core. There's no substance. They have no intrinsic value. Some people look at these cryptocurrencies as maybe being an alternative to investing in gold. But the thing about gold is, gold is real.
It exists. Yeah.
You can hold it,
yep.
And it has other purposes. It's not only for jewelry, but there are industrial uses for gold. So gold and silver, other precious metals, do have real-world value, real-world substance that these cryptocurrencies do not have.
Well, I think I'm going to hang on to my jewelry, if you don't mind, Bert, and avoid the Bitcoin investment for now and possibly the foreseeable future.
And I think that's very sound.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for helping me try to figure this all out. And it sounds like I don't need to spend a lot more time thinking about it anytime soon.
I think you're exactly right.
All right. Very good. Very good. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate that. And then look forward to our next conversation.
Okay. Call anytime.